Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. I am Mark Lawrence, subpar host of the show. My superlative co-host is across from me. My exceedingly superlative producer is Rob Center on the other side of the glass.
You didn't mention who your co-host is.
Oh, Joe McGranahan.
Yes, you do that. You're very passive-aggressive about me.
Whatever. Anyway,
have you noticed that?
Mr. Matt Catrillo's over in the newsroom. Joe McGranahan, are you happy?
Thank you. Someday I want to switch places with you while you're here, and then I just won't introduce you or turn your mic on during the program. See how you like it for a change. Huh? Turnabout is fair play.
Republicans have been cutting people off for decades, so this will just
be more of the same. Evil, vicious people.
Vicious seems a little strong, but certainly
evil. Oh, why? Come on, live it up. Call us everything.
Every name in the book. All right, On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. And we have three texts already pending, so we'll read those on the radio. How do you get involved in Text Connect? I'd like to send you a text. A lot of people say that. Well, you go to WKOK.com, and on the front of the device there, on the home page where it says Connect with Us, go ahead and click there. You can sign up for emails, or you can sign up for Text Connect, and that's when we send you a short text message about breaking national or local news, dead celebrities, closed roads, weather warnings. It doesn't matter what it is. As long as it's a breaking news story that's going to affect your life and you'll be talking about it, we'll be sending out Text Connect messages. So it's the kind of thing we send you important warnings about thunderstorms, or if every so often around here a tornado warning goes up. We sent out Text Connect prior to that huge hailstorm over in Sealands Grove. We sent out Text Connect when we lose one of the nation's most revered entertainment or governmental leaders. Whenever we get a major numbered road closed here, like a Route 15 kind of thing, that would be a Text Connect. When the president sends out a tweet, we send out a Text Connect. You name it.
Well, then you must be sending out more than four a month.
No, 12 a month.
12 a month.
12 a month is what is about what we've been
averaging.
That's
how many Trump sends out a day, isn't it?
About an hour, 12 an hour. Yeah, no kidding. We don't retweet the president's tweets, at least not most of them. I think we've retweeted one or two. Every so often he does something to salute veterans, and we often retweet that. But that's on Twitter. That's not Text Connect.
So if you tweet, and then if the president tweets, you retweet, and then I send it out. Have I re-retweeted?
Mm-hmm. Re-retweeted.
How many re-reads can you get in a tweet?
You can retweet stuff until
tweet
forever. Retweet.
Say that five times fast. Retweet, we tweet, we tweet, we tweet, we tweet.
We tweet veterans especially well whenever we can.
Well, we have a letter from Tom to get us started this morning. Not surprising.
We've been talking about impeachment, folks, and so is Tom.
Well, unfortunately, that's kind of the dominant topic in the news these days.
It's all a witch hunt.
Tom says,
it's a hoax.
And since Joe thinks Trump has the right to face his accuser, how about we do this? There are about 25 women who have accused Trump of sexual improprieties, including rape. I think he should face them. How about you, Joe? Okay, before I read the rest of your email, I'm going to answer your question. If there are proceedings, you know, that involve those women and the president, some kind of trial or a grand jury investigation, yes, I think he should face his accusers the same way I think
but that's different.
Should have the right to face the whistleblower.
No,
because it could lead to his impeachment.
No, he's not. A whistleblower doesn't come through with a criminal accusation. It's just a news tip for investigators. You do. I know how much you like to do victim and witness shaming,
oh,
but we're not going to do that in this case.
Yes, we are.
Okay,
but
we're going to do it
That's
anyway.
Not it.
Okay.
No, I mean, he's asking a serious question here. He says, do I think Trump should have to meet those women face to face? And if they accuse him in some public forum, someplace where it makes sense, yes, he should face them. Look at what's going to happen here with an impeachment. There is going to be a proceeding before the House and the Senate, you know, if it, assuming the House impeaches, there's going to be a proceeding. He should have the right to face that accuser. If that's the thing that got it started, if that's the thing they hang the impeachment on, which apparently it is. I mean, for months we've heard about, we need the underlying Mueller report stuff for impeachment. All these people. Have you heard a word about Mueller since this came up? Have you heard about the Democrats trying to do anything to get the underlying Mueller report? No, they dropped it like a hot potato, and they're on this now. Anyway, the rest of Tom's letter. I'm sure a man that is as pure as driven snow would have no problem with that. That's referring to yesterday's assertion by Dan that the president was pure as the driven snow.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Maybe Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal would like to meet face-to-face also. Maybe get individual one Trump and his jailed lawyer, Mr. Cohen, in for a photo shoot. We could use the canceled checks and Nancy Pelosi in the background. I like that idea. How about you, Dan from New Berlin? Signed, Tom. And then he adds a definition of socialism that he likes. When the average American insists the government use tax dollars for us people instead of giving it away to corporations.
Good email.
You believe
Thank
that's
you so
the
much.
Definition of socialism?
Well, it is under your hand, your
Do you know
definition.
How to mute your phone over there?
Oh, is that mine? Oh, my gosh.
Yes, it's
yes,
yours.
Yes, of course I do. I'm sorry. Usually you're the one that doesn't know how to
I fixed mine. You aren't hearing me click anymore.
All right. So you wish to oust the whistleblower.
No, I don't want to oust him. I just think at some point he should face...
I should. That's what I meant to say.
He should face the president, or the president's attorney should have a chance to question him as well as other people. I can understand, and I agree with, I forget what senator it is, who has been a longtime supporter of the whistleblower legislation. Gosh, I know his name, but I can't think of it. I agree that they need to be protected, you know, but at some point, if they're coming forward and they're launching the reason behind a major investigation that's taking up all this time, all this money in Washington, then yes, I think we have a right to know whether he has any biases, whether he or
well,
she.
Well, that'll come out in the hearing, private hearing, but you don't want to expose them. CBS News came out with a great piece yesterday saying whistleblower protection laws exist so that a whistleblower's identity can be protected. Far-right individuals have offered a $50,000 bounty for the whistleblower's identity, and the president has compared the whistleblower and anyone who provided the whistleblower information to spies, comparing them to spies, lamenting the U.S. doesn't treat people who commit treason like it did in the old days. The whistleblower's lawyers wrote to the acting director of national intelligence, Joseph McGuire, to tell him of their serious concerns for their client's safety, and they appreciated the office's support and activation of the appropriate resources to ensure their safety. They fear the disclosure of the whistleblower's identity, and they cited the president's remarks and the bounty as cause for concern.
Who posted this bounty? They don't give names there. I'd be interested in knowing exactly who posted it.
Oh, that was in a previous story. They did say it is an organized group. I'll get that. Let me get that one second, but let me finish reading this. There's only one long paragraph left.
One long paragraph.
Well, yes, CBS, they smush everything together. CBS News national security contributor and former CIA deputy director Michael Morrell said that presidential statements should not be taken lightly when it comes to executing individuals who are whistleblowers. Quote, I don't use this word very often when I'm on the air, but I'm appalled, Morrell said Thursday. I mean, basically saying this person should be killed. That's what he's saying. The Intelligence Community Whistleblower Protection Act of 1998 allows whistleblowers to report wrongdoing using a specific process. In exchange, those whistleblowers are protected by Congress from retaliation. And as the Intelligence Community Inspector wrote Monday, the whistleblower took appropriate actions and qualifies for those protections.
But does if we know who he is, does that mean we can't protect him?
Well, it's you protect him by keeping him anonymous in this particular case, so his life isn't completely turned over. Look, I think you're thinking of a whistleblower's observation or accusation or whatever, thinking as the damning evidence against somebody. The evidence is something else. It's like reporting a theft. If I happen to see my neighbor stealing something, I'm not the one that gets tried and convicted. The whistleblower whistleblower just saw a crime and reported it, or heard about a crime and reported it. So they do not get ousted. Now, the thief does.
Outed.
You keep saying ousted.
I'm sorry. We're going to throw him out the window somewhere.
But you seem to think that the whistleblower is the criminal here.
No, not at all.
He's a valued witness in this case. He doesn't deserve to be outed.
But do we have a right to know whether or not he is doing this impartially in an unbiased way? Do we have a right to know that he has no ulterior motive?
And what should hearing's for?
Well, who's holding the hearing?
Where
is it?
Whichever hearing it.
It's not open to the public.
It's not open to the public. There's one coming up. But
if the Republicans wanted to hold a closed hearing with a bar, can you imagine the Democrats? Oh no, we can't do that. It's got to be right out here in the open.
Oh, Fan, help me out here. Joe never saw a victim he didn't want to shame. So go right ahead.
For one thing, Joe's not right about the. Right to meet your accuser is in the Constitution. It is in law, for criminal law, and impeachment is not a criminal indictment, and therefore does not apply. But Joe, it doesn't matter to you whether it applies or not, does it?
I believe that you would have to say that the impeachment is a criminal process because you cannot remove the president unless he's committed a crime, Than.
Misdemeanors. But no, it's not. Joe, please. You're a historian. Would you please take a look at the way the law is written? We're following the law as it is written.
Would you concede that the president cannot be removed from office unless he has committed a crime?
No, you wouldn't.
Okay. Well, what would we throw him out for? The framers of the Constitution didn't intend for him just to be tossed out because another political party doesn't like him.
You know, no matter how fast you talk, you're wrong. It just doesn't make any sense. We have laws following the whistleblower situation, and those laws are what are being followed. And by the way, am I right that you do not trust the Justice Department? You do not trust our cabinets in government at all?
Not the way this situation has played out over the past few months. I mean, it seems to me on both sides, there's far too much partisan stuff going on for me to just accept in good faith that everybody's acting in the country's best interest. I'm sorry. Like Ronald Reagan, I believe in trust but verify. You're going to tell me your motives are pure as the driven snow? Fine, I want to look into them.
Okay, therefore, you believe that we don't have to follow the laws?
No, I didn't say that. You're putting words in my mouth. I think we do follow the laws. But we also have an obligation to make certain that the people who are telling us something bad has happened are not acting out of malice or with bad intents.
And how do we find that out?
We find that out by identifying the people who are making the claims and examining the claims they're making with an open mind and an objective eye. That's how we do it.
And since our president has threatened the whistleblower with death,
He has not threatened him with death. He has said, in the past, we've dealt with people who are considered traitors that way. I don't think the whistleblower is a traitor, and I think the president was ill-advised to make any such comment. But putting that stuff aside, the basic point he's making is that he has some right to find out whether or not the person who's smearing him, for whatever reason, is doing so in good faith.
So you decide that Trump comes before country.
No, I didn't say that at all. Again, you're making things up. I did not say that at all. I said I think that there is an obligation here on the part of all of us to learn the truth, and not in a partisan manner, not by hearings in front of people who have an axe to grind and who have something that they want, which is to get rid of the president no matter what, under any circumstances, get rid of him.
Oh, brother.
And you're absolutely sure this whistleblower is that?
No, I'm absolutely sure that the Democratic leadership in Congress is that. And the whistleblower is just likely to be a pawn.
Are you old enough to remember the Clinton impeachment?
Oh, yes, I recall it.
And you know, that was over something that many of us thought wasn't particularly serious.
And the Democrats were calling it a coup to oust the President of the United States. They use the word coup all the time.
Let me say that the I was talking about Clinton. There was no coup there.
No, the Democrats, go back and look at what the Democrats said then. The Democrats called it a coup, trying to oust the President of the United States. They used the word coup over and over again.
I am aware of that, but what does that have to do with the laws of the land that have to do with whistleblowers?
Because the laws of the land at the time, well, I don't know, you brought up the Clinton impeachment. I didn't bring it up. What was your point?
I was talking about the waste of time of doing this sort of thing that you seem to worry about. I keep hearing this thing that I hate the president. I do not hate anybody, Joe. I do.
Well, I'm not saying you do.
Policies that take away the American system, and we are doing that now.
Well, I know you well enough to know you don't hate anybody, and if you did, it would probably be for good reason. But
let him finish.
But what I want to say to you is that I can agree with you on that. I don't think that you hate anybody. I don't. But I do think there are people in the process who do hate the president.
So kind of you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I believe that this is cult politics, for one thing. But on the other side, I just think that you have to look at how the whistleblower law works. And it is not something out of criminal law. It is something else. If you read it, it's not easy to read, but if you read it, you can figure out that there are processes that are used for impeachment, and there are different processes that are used for criminal cases.
But the end result then, and you seem to not want to acknowledge this, is a criminal process. The president cannot be removed unless he has committed a high crime, misdemeanor, or treason. They're all criminal. There's nothing that says we can impeach the president because we don't like his politics or we don't like a law he supported. We have to have criminal action by the president to impeach him.
What is a misdemeanor? Not criminal?
No, it is criminal.
It is criminal.
Yes.
Okay, I would have said that is a different story because of the way the whistleblower law and the way the impeachment laws are written. I would think that the misdemeanor is not criminal. It is not a criminal case. Now, that we do know.
Look up the word misdemeanor and ask an attorney whether a misdemeanor is a jailable offense, and you'll find it is.
Okay, I won't argue with you on that. What I argue with you on is that many of us believe that this country has now been terribly abused by a traitorous leader who has threatened the whistleblower with being a spy, and we take care of spies by killing them. Now, that is the President of the United States saying that, and you think you want to hold this guy up with a target on his forehead?
Then how do we take care of traitors? You just described the president as a traitor. Don't we execute them too?
So you think a whistleblower is a traitor?
No, he called the president a traitor. He said we have a traitorous president.
He is. He's not. Look at who he listens to.
And how do we deal with traitors?
How do we deal with traitors? I don't know. We haven't had one for a while, but his.
Oh, we've had a few over the years.
His implication is that we kill him.
George Washington, who was one of the mildest-mannered, most likable people who ever held the office of president, had he gotten his hands on Benedict Arnold, would have killed him because he was a traitor.
Well, that's a really good example and quite interesting in today's argument, but I don't think it matches. I don't understand where you got that. But anyway,
how we deal with traitors.
I'm saying, Joe, please take a look at this impeachment and the whistleblower laws, because they are different from the ones you thought were in the Constitution, which aren't.
But again, it is a criminal proceeding in the end, because the president cannot be removed unless he has committed a crime.
How many times do you have to say it over and over again?
Well, until you understand it, Than, I'm trying to help you here.
Yeah, because we're liberal. We have beans in our ears, remember, Than?
Oh, yeah, I do. And I realize that one of the ways of winning an argument is to change directions quickly so people don't see you move. And some presidents are above the law. I just don't buy that.
All right.
And
I
the
agree.
Law is firm on whistleblowers and on impeachment.
Well, we can agree on one thing. I agree with you that no one is above the law. And if the president has committed a crime, he should feel the full weight of the criminal process against him.
All right,
but
got
you're pretty sure he's just been being picked on by
No, I'm not sure, Than. I'm not sure at all. I mean, I'd like to see this thing looked at objectively. I've tried very hard, despite your assurances and Mark's grunting.
Well, witnesses need to be exposed and outed so that they can be humiliated and executed. But other than that, it's a pretty objective trial. Than, we got to hit the break, but thank you so much for checking
humiliated
in, sir.
Humiliated and executed. I love that. Thanks, Than. Appreciate your call.
Thank you very much for letting me talk.
Anytime,
appreciate
buddy.
That. Right. And the president's above the law, and whistleblowers need to be illegally executed. I can't think of a fairer system, Joe. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. We need a rest.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. 1-800-795-9565. Joe recommends that the whistleblower be forced to be made public.
I believe he should be ousted.
Right. Okay, so that seems that. And then executed. Ousted and executed. Okay, Joe, that's
no,
a good system.
I believe he
system.
Should be outed. You said ousted.
One of our listeners.
I'm just being a smart aleck.
One of these relates to us. And none of the texts relate to this conversation.
No, because they were from yesterday.
I'm sorry. Bill, you're on the mark.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Getting in with the whistleblower, right? You have to look at the history of the last 2 years. The Democratic higher-ups, the coup, a.k.a. the coup, have been going at Trump at all different angles, right? All different angles, trying to get anything they can, right? So now they come and change the whistleblower guidelines, right? So basically what that did is give the House at will, say they got a whistleblower, and they could call anybody in related to Trump and badger them. And what they're gonna do, right? Because they know come Thanksgiving, by the end of the year, they're going to be exposed. So they're strapping. And in my personal opinion, I believe the whistleblower is John Brennan, former CIA director. I believe he has people that still work in the White House. He talks to them, whether it be on a professional level or whatever, and they put this all together. And the coup is it's so. They have to do this. They have to do this. They're getting exposed. They had to change the laws. They're scrapping and they're fighting, and they're going down.
I'm not certain I buy that it was John Brennan. I think it's probably somebody at a lower level than that. And this is somebody who's actively employed there now. But you think it's somebody that Brennan has some power over? Or?
The professionalism of the paperwork that was submitted and everything that they exposed, as far as it's just at the highest level. It's at the highest level. I mean, it's just ain't like a Joe Schmo, like a secretary or someone. It's really involved with the higher ups, at the highest level. You have to understand that these people are going down. They're going to be exposed. They are scrapping. They're doing everything they can. They're changing laws. They changed the whistleblower laws, so they put them in protection. Now they have free will to call anybody in. anybody, if they're at a rally and Trump walks by and shakes your hand, they can call you in. I mean, this is where they're at with this. It's really, really sad.
Who could call who in?
And they're changing the laws, and they're fighting like crazy because they're going down.
And the world knows it now.
The whole picture. Why did they change the laws? Why did they change the whistleblower laws?
Well, they didn't change the law. They changed the form.
Yeah, but because everything they attempted, they came up with nothing. And Attorney Barr is going to expose them all.
Well, here's what I guess Dan doesn't get this part of where I'm coming from. But, you know, you look
he's
at...
He's pretty thick.
No, I mean, I understand he has a different point of view. He looked at the same set of facts, and I know Than well enough to know he arrives at his conclusions based on his honest opinion and research. And I respect him for that.
But he just doesn't get it.
But he doesn't get it. Oh, we're out of time. I'll have to finish my thought later. You're welcome to call back.
It was going
to
be a goodie, too. Thank you, Bill. Oh, man. Saved by the bell. All right. We're
considering the fact I forgot what I was going to say.
Well, that's another topic. We get a lot of that on this show. All right. Well, we're going to continue during the 9 a.m. hour. We invite all comers. We're wrapping up a discussion today about the impeachment. We have some other things to talk about as well. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury WKOK News. Time it is 9 a.m.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show On the Mark. I'm the aforementioned Mark. Joe McGranahan is here, superlative co-host, fabulous producer Rob Center, and extra special Matt Catrillos over in the newsroom. He has one item he's added to the news, that the Route 45 detour east of Montandon is going to be lifted this Friday, so you'll be able to go right through Montandon and right over to Mooresburg or wherever you're destination is soon, and so that'll be good news. So the Route 45 detour going to be lifted on Friday, so good news for lots of folks. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. If you are a Text Connect member, we would just love to connect with you that way. We'll send you messages, but you can do it two-way. You send us a message, and we have a couple of texts pending right now. We'll try to read those on the radio, so we invite you to participate in our show in that manner. On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. They want you to know about the Quick Lane. It's the place you can go to get a trip check, to get your vehicle checked out. If you got a trip planned, maybe it's pulling to the left. They got an alignment shop that's super microscopically accurate. It's just amazing how specific these machines are today. We also want you to know about the car wash that's there, the body shop. If your car gets dinged, they'll take good care of it and make it look brand new. If your vehicle shot, they got tons of vehicles for sale. Ford, Hyundai, Lincoln, and Kias are the new nameplates, but they got dozens of pre-owned vehicles as well that are in perfect condition and ready to go, and some very reasonable prices. So that's the other thing they want you to tell you about. They'll let you build a Ford car, truck to your precise specifications. If you can't find what you want on the lot, if you can build a Hyundai, a Kia, or a Lincoln, and then they'll order it up for you, and you come in with a very small bag of money, and then we'll get organized, and you'll have a new vehicle. SunburyMotors.com and the place to go. They would just love to talk to you. Let's do some very brief news headlines here. Just a day after California's governor signed into law a bill that would allow college student athletes to be paid, officials here in Pennsylvania are ready to follow suit. Democratic State Representatives Dan Miller and Ed Gainey are planning to introduce the Fair Pay to Play Act, which would be similar to California's law that would allow student athletes to be compensated for their names, images, and likeness. So this is a little bit different than just being paid to play at all. But if the college uses your name, image, or likeness in its promotions or advertising, or it's sold to the sneaker companies, whatever it is, you would be compensated for that. The new Fair Pay to Play Act will not include community colleges in Pennsylvania. Northumberland County is receiving some recognition for its work supporting abused and neglected children. Northumberland County Children and Youth has been selected as one of three counties to participate in the Pennsylvania State Roundtable Family Engagement Initiative. The focus of the initiative is to increase family involvement, reduce trauma to children, and reduce the time children are separated from their loved ones. Administrator Katrina Gownley says this was all possible through the county already creating some superlative preventative services.
We do family finding. We started a truancy program, a family treatment court. Our foster care department is working toward reunification quicker. We have increased court times, and we had over 56 adoptions this past year.
You can read lots more about this at WDKOK.com. A tax on beer sold in Pennsylvania is already in effect. It's for Pennsylvania breweries and brew pubs. It has some of the breweries passing on the higher cost to their customers. Pittsburgh Post-Gazette reported the use tax of about 1.5% began Tuesday and is a tax on the brewer for using its own products at its business. One brewer tells the paper the tax will amount to about a dime on a $6 pint of beer. So if you ever have a beer, do you ever have a beer? Joe.
Me?
Yeah.
Once in a very great while.
Okay. Well, when you do, you're going to notice that dime. You got to shell out the dime for the state legislature that has no way to make money, so they decided to put a tax on Pennsylvania beer.
Well, if I drink out of state beer, I don't have to pay the tax, right?
Well, yeah, but you already pay taxes on that. Okay. It's already too high. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WDKOK. We're talking about the whistleblower. Joe wishes desperately that this whistleblower's identification would be made public so that, in this case, witnesses will be very hesitant to come forward in the future and that government misdeeds can continue in private. What's your view on this? Mike, thanks for calling in. Go right ahead.
Hello?
Mike, go ahead.
I missed that. Are you talking to Mike?
Yipper.
Yeah, I'm a citizen of the United States. I'm 70 years old, and I think it's my right to dislike Trump as much as I want to. I just simply dislike Mr. Trump as a person and as a president. Somewhere along the line, I missed it when the law was passed that says that you're supposed to dislike Democratic presidents and somehow admire and adore Republican presidents. I missed that one. I'd like Joe to ask me when that came about.
Well, I like many of our Democratic presidents. I thought Bill Clinton was a good president. Harry Truman was a good president. Lyndon Johnson.
I reserve the right to dislike Trump on account of his behavior.
Well, you're right. I don't want to take that right away from you.
Do that.
No, I don't want to take away your right to dislike President Trump. Many people do. I don't like all of
half
what he does.
The country doesn't like him.
There are many things he does I find disgusting and reprehensible.
I've got a wife, a daughter, two daughter-in-laws, and three granddaughters. And the right-wingers, evangelicals, and other folks elected a serial groper to be president of the United States. Right off the bat, I was really disturbed with that somebody with that displaying that type of alleged behavior can be president of the United States. I mean, my point of view from the started then, and I guess that somehow has gotten better.
Well, groping women without their permission is not a crime. It's not like he's a criminal.
Well, it is a
crime. Despicable behavior. I think you might agree to that.
Well, yeah. Well, but you know, and I think some of what Joe Biden did is pretty creepy, and I wouldn't like my daughter around him either.
Oh, yeah, it's the same thing.
Kissing
the back of a woman's head.
About Biden.
Well, I am.
Trump is the president, not Biden.
Well, it doesn't
mean we're talking about the Trumpster, aren't we?
Well, yeah, but so you're saying that Joe Biden, because he's not president, doesn't have to obey the law? You're saying Joe Biden doesn't have to obey the law?
Joe's not the president.
What difference does that make?
I'm simply saying that I'm talking about Trump and his behavior. I thought that was the subject of your show this morning.
Well, what I'm saying to you, and I believe in fairness, is if you're going to say Trump's been bad in that regard, has Biden been bad too?
All right. Just stipulate they're both bad and we'll move on.
Can you just once, in your breathless defense of Trump, defend Trump on his merits instead of deflecting to some other person who's not the president and who is not Trump?
Who wants to be president, however.
Oh, yeah, that makes all the difference.
That makes his character...
Why would you be the king of the world? Do you think I'm going to accomplish that?
But let's face it, if a man wants to be president, Mike, his character counts, whether he's a Republican or a Democrat.
Well, so that means in the world of right-wingers and Republicans, you elect the serial groper. Is that what you're telling me?
I don't think anybody voted for a serial groper.
Yes, they certainly did.
Just worked out that way. All right.
That was like an accident, right?
Thank you so much, Mike. Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Thanks, Mike. Call again.
Harry, you're on the mic. On the mark.
You're on the mic, too.
I just want to say, you know, I have no idea what that last call had to do with the impeachment process. I mean, I'm not defending President Trump's personal behavior. But it's not what the issue is about. And the simple fact of the matter is, I have two issues that I would like to bring up from conversations today. One, with the whistleblower, my question is, I don't know that they should, I'm not in favor of identifying the whistleblower until it would absolutely be the time, like, to testify, anything like that. But my understanding has been that a good portion of what is coming forth from this whistleblower is the fact that it's hearsay, which in a court of law, even if you went down here for a retail theft charge in Northumberland County Court, hearsay wouldn't be admissible as evidence. So I'm a little confused as to how it is okay in here, like second party stuff, everything else.
Right. It's not criminal testimony. It's a news tip. It's like a tip to police. If you ever follow some of the district attorneys around here have anonymous tip lines where if you know of a crime, you can report it to the DA and then they'll do an appropriate investigation. And that's what's happening to this. The whistleblower has done a tip and now it's...
If you report something to the police and it turns out you lied?
Well, then,
or you made it up,
then it doesn't result in criminal.
It should against you, right? If you made the report false report.
It still has to be verified, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's my argument. It should have to be verified.
And the other thing is, in I've known Fan a long time. I like Fan, but once again, Fan does not let the facts get in the way of a good story. According to the U.S. Constitution, Article 2, Section 4, the President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. So they can only be impeached for crimes, not because they hurt somebody's feelings in the court of public opinion or because they don't like what party they're in.
I tried to make Than aware of that. I don't think he believes me.
You don't think this pay-for-play thing that he did with aid to the Ukraine so that he'll investigate Joe Biden, you don't think that's even a misdemeanor?
No, we have a treaty.
What I said is, wow. Than said that you could not, that this impeachment was not about crimes. It's strictly about crimes.
Right.
Okay.
And there is nothing in our agreement with Ukraine that says they can't give us help. We have every right to ask for help about criminal matters in the treaty we have.
I want to tell you, you know, here's what I think too. I think if you want to bring up impeachment proceedings against everybody who's ever asked a foreign government for some kind or offered some kind of influence to from a foreign government or to them, we would spend more time in impeachment proceedings than we would in anything else.
I
am a registered Democrat, yes.
Well, are you aware the Democratic leadership in Congress wrote a letter to the president of the Ukraine at the time saying that if he did not cooperate with the Mueller investigation, there would be problems with respect to their aid? Isn't that exactly what they're accusing the president of doing?
It is most certainly what they're accusing him. But Joe, the one thing you're forgetting here is, and it doesn't matter if it's Democratic or Republican, there is no such thing in this great country as leadership anymore. There are people who may be in positions who are listed as in charge, but there are no leaders.
Well, every so often we have some leaders that step up during a time of crisis, but if it's a non-crisis time, we don't have any leaders. I would agree with that.
I agree with you. I don't see anybody who would qualify for a chapter in Profiles in Courage in Washington these days.
Strangely enough, one of our great leaders was Rudy Giuliani after 9/11, and now look at him. He's kind of gone loony.
Giuliani.
Right.
They all go loony.
Thank you so much for calling in, Harry. Appreciate that. Harry's probably
off
to work.
Glad Harry agrees with me.
He's got a lot to do. He's a big deal where he works. So we appreciate him taking time to call us and opine. We know he's got a lot of good opinions. I've seen him driving around here, and he is sharing them with anybody who drives too close to his car. 1-800-795-95. Are you okay, buddy?
Yeah, it's all right.
1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number. That's our home. That's our telephone number to call us. That's our gets you right to our homepage. And we invite you to call us, 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com. We are talking about impeachment. Joe wishes to out the name and identity of the whistleblower because people who call anonymous tip lines are not helping matters and should be vilified and executed. I say their names should be kept secret. What's your view on that? We've got a lot more subpoenas going out. We do have Looney Giuliani is a little bit off the deep end on quite a few points defending the president. Now he's going to be asked to testify. What's your view on this? Call us now. 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number. 1-800-795-WKOK. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Joe, you might as well take them clockwise. We got to paste it around the periphery of the computer.
One of our writers has a comment for Mike, who called earlier. He says, Mike, you have our president mixed up with Joe Biden. Trump never groped anyone. Creepy Joe is a serial groper. Wake up, Mike, and get with the program. And then another texter says, or emailer says, I don't care if the whistleblower is partisan. I don't care if it's Hillary Clinton. Read the transcript of that phone call and all that happened around it. The facts remain, no matter who brought them to light, no matter what his or her motives may be. And a couple
just
of texts.
Just X it out.
Yeah, okay.
Go.
And a couple of texts.
Not that one. The upper X.
The upper X. Okay. Well,
we got to do that. Just read the text. I'll take care of it.
Another texter says, good morning. I, as a Democrat, don't like the fact that Trump took away all the good laws Obama did for our country. Trump has failed the United States of America. He is a lawless, liar, stupid, racist president. What laws did he, all the good laws that Obama gave
us,
what good laws did he give us?
The environment, labor law, you name it.
They weren't laws. They were executive decisions that the president made that another president takes away.
Well, he's changed laws. I don't think he can repeal a law, but he's changed laws that were fabulous laws enacted by President Obama and a lot of other administrations and Congresses, and the president has dumbed them down so that we can pollute, exploit, and grab women at inappropriate locations.
You're making things up.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Dan, you're on the mark this morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Well, I think the caller that announced John Brannan as the whistleblower is really close to the truth. Last night, Lou Dobbs said he knew who it was, and he claimed it was within that area. So I think he's pretty well on. And with the if the whistleblower was identified, no harm could come to him because it's be right out in the public. That's part of your TDS people saying, you know, that's so far-fetched that Trump would do anything to harm a whistleblower. It's crazy, because the problem is this impeachment started before Trump was even in office. They kept talking impeachment, impeachment. We're going to get him. What that group of people want to do is undo the election of a president. That's all they want to do, undo him, because he stands for what they don't. And I often said what he stands for is what I stand for. And that's all they want to do. And I can't help but think that they want a socialist system where capitalism don't work. That's all I can come to the conclusion to. There's no other reason that you would want to oust Trump. I can't think of any other reason. Yeah, they make accusations all the time about Stormy Daniels. That all that stuff has been poo-pooed. That was taken from the fake Steele dossier.
No, Stormy Daniels is well after the dossier, but in any event.
That was where they got the idea, is that there was something going on there. And that's all accusation. You can accuse me of anything. You can accuse me of going through the stop sign yesterday. I just slowed down. You might be right. You might be wrong. You can't teach a president on accusations.
What if we accurately and truthfully accuse him of violating U.S. laws by doing a scam with Ukraine where he holds up aid in exchange for investigating Joe Biden's son?
That's so far out there, it's laughable, but you guys are making it serious. That's laughable that he broke the law. They're so desperate. They're scraping. And every night on CNN, MSNBC, they're scraping the bottom of the barrel. They're looking stupid. They're looking pure stupidity. That's all I can say. Yeah, CNN's down to under a million viewers on a good night. Hannity, Fox is up to over 6 million viewers, and MSNBC's about 1.5 million viewers. It goes to show you people are wising up. They're not falling for the fake news propaganda anymore.
So if the president has marvelous ratings on Fox News, should we ignore his crimes?
If he ever committed a crime, the people like me, we'd be all for an investigation. So far, he's committed no crime. If he would have, you people would run him right out of office. You'd have an impeachment process, and he'd be out. But you have nothing but accusations. And what bothers me, people out here, I call common sense country. You have callers calling in that don't talk common sense at all. It's amazing. They try to bring up dirt, false dirt, that's never been proven on Trump. They try to bring it up, but on their favorite candidates they love, when there was dirt that you can't mention. So that's what I call TDS, and it's very severe.
All right.
One of our writers who has been listening to you speak says, good morning to your caller, Dan. Where are Trump's taxes? They will show he wrote off Stormy Daniels in his taxes. Trump breaks the law every day. Watch CNN. It's real TV.
Well, you know, I'm not worried a bit about Trump's taxes. I wouldn't understand it if I saw it. I'd have to have a Philadelphia lawyer interpret it. Joe, it's getting to the point where I don't understand my own. I pay someone to do them because I'm afraid I'll screw up and end up over in Lewisburg.
I agree with you. I do the same thing.
You'd be like President Trump hiding your returns.
I'm not worried about Trump's taxes. That's smoke screen. It's more smoke screen in order to make Trump look like a crook.
Yeah,
and
now,
like I said, if they had anything on Trump, he would be impeached by now. They were starting the proceedings before he was in office. TDS started long before Trump was in office. It started actually before he was elected, but then it went full force after he was elected. You can't undo a sitting president with no crime. You know, out here, I have lots of neighbors that voted for Trump, and they would be very upset if you guys ran a false impeachment to get Trump out of office.
You know, we're not running anything, Dan. We're not running anything here. You make it sound like we're personally running an impeachment here. We're not. It's Congress who's doing it.
I'm not talking about you per se. I'm talking about whoever fits the category. You can put your name in there if you fit the category. If not, then you're not part of the problem.
All right, thank you so much.
But the President Trump is part of the solution to America's problem.
All right,
that's we voted him in. He's trying to drain that swamp.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much, Dan.
What's that?
Editorial comment? Good talking. Have a good day.
You too. Take care.
Appreciate the call. Well, we'll take a quick break. We will be right back.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the mark, 1-800-795-9565. Finally, we have some truth. One of our listeners sent us an email at onthemark@wkok.com.
Yeah, Mike says, does anyone believe any of the accusers of Trump anymore? Fake election, vote fraud, fake Russian dossier, fake porn star controversy, fake Supreme Court candidate scandal, now a fake Ukraine scandal. I still believe that the never-Trumpers and Democrats who also dislike Biden are behind this with the Ukraine scandal, non-scandal. This fake scandal now with Ukraine has really showed the mass of politicians in our country that get kickbacks from foreign countries. It's hard to bribe a rich president.
Says
true
Mike.
That.
We appreciate that. Mike has his Trump-only goggles on. What is the Trump followers version of TDS? It's the same thing. It's Trump derangement syndrome, only it's for the president. Mike has that.
I see. So anybody who actually thinks the president deserves
no
process.
Just Mike. And others.
Okay.
You can read this one, and then we'll get our call.
All right. It says, the new whistleblower guidelines gave the House full rein to badger individuals to find dirt on Trump. Bottom line, so sad. This Trumpster is keeping his campaign promise, draining the swamp. This is a 2 to 3 year witch hunt. Signed, Rich.
To that end, one of our listeners sends us a note, says the word witch hunt is a book written about President Trump. Yeah, that book comes out soon. We're hearing a lot of folks talking about that. Al is on the line. Good morning, sir. Thanks for calling in. You're on the mark.
Good morning. Schiff had a phone call that he took from two Russians, and it was about President Trump. And they have it recorded. They played it on the radio shows that I listen to on your other channel. Anyways, it was he took the phone call, and it was from two Russians, and they happened to be comedians. And they were telling Schiff that they had compromising pictures of President Trump. And the phone call went on, and he said that he was very interested in getting, he'd send somebody over to get the pictures, the compromising pictures. And they said, well, and they actually say on the Russians say, we got pictures of naked Trump. We got pictures of naked Trump. And Shifty fell right for it, and he wanted it. And there's a recording of that out there. So would that be illegal for him talking to two Russians to try and get dirt on a president?
If they were Russian government officials, if they were Russian government officials, I would think it would be a concern.
They posed as Russian politicians or in part of the government, but they were actually just two Russian comedians, and they had him on a radio show over in Russia.
This was way back. This was a couple of years ago, wasn't it?
Well, it was just recently with when they started the dossier on Trump. They had the pictures to go along with the dossier, and he was very interested in getting them. So I'm telling you, that's what goes on. Now, you're reporting on what's in the New York Times today, that he wants to build a moat and put alligators and snakes in it and get an electrified fence and then start shooting these illegal aliens in the leg as they come across. I mean, that's the kind of stuff they're reporting. And we got sources that say President Trump said this. So where's it going to end? I mean, it's from the top on down, and it's the media. It's just a real kaboggle.
A what?
A kaboggle.
Not familiar with that
kaboggle.
Word.
Kaboggle.
Oh, okay. It's a bad situation.
I made that up.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, that's when you're blinded by the love for Trump. I mean, you make
you
up Trump words like he does.
Your goggles on.
Like Bigley, that's one of my favorite
what
ones.
Was this, Kafufu or whatever?
Kerfluffle.
No, Kafufu.
Oh, yeah, Kafefe.
Kafefe, that's it.
All right, you can have a cup of Kafefe in the morning. All right, thank you, Al. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for your comments, Al. Always appreciate it.
I'm going to read some texts out of obligation, but they're a little out of context now. One says, wake up, Hillary did win the election, but the hacking changed it. Let it happen again, says one of our listeners. And another person, we were talking about the poll yesterday that said most Americans favor impeachment. Anybody who believes any poll anymore now, I don't know. I wouldn't. But anyway, it says the fools at CNN have been polling about impeaching since Trump won the election. And then there's this email, Joe.
Hi. If Trump is not reelected, he will be in jail for the rest of his life. He will do anything lawless to win, taking help from any foreign country. He has Barr running around the country to change the Mueller report findings when Barr should be trying to keep our country safe. Today there is an emergency meeting in Washington. Get your popcorn. Signed, thanks, Bob. All right. I got my popcorn.
I wonder what the meeting is.
And then, let's see, Trump is the last hope to preserving our founding fathers' values. When Obama was in office, prepping was a huge deal. There was even shows on how to prep.
Yep, for the end of the world. Lance, you're on the mark.
Okay, well, I can only second what Joe just said there. And back when I was a freshman in high school, right, is when we studied our government, how it was structured, you know, and how it was supposed to work. And the executive branch was the chief law enforcement officer, right? In other words, the executive was chief law enforcement official in the whole blooming country. So if he was out there trying to catch somebody for doing something illegal, shouldn't he be able to garner evidence however he decides to garner evidence? And what I'm saying is Biden, you know, was violating a whole bunch of laws in his dealings over there in the Ukraine, and he was just trying to catch up with a lawbreaker. I mean, isn't that big? He just happened to be a political opponent?
Yes, sadly, not coincidence, though. Sadly, the only reason that President Trump was interested in Biden was because of the election. If there were probably other people committing crimes in and around the Ukraine from the U.S. The president couldn't care less. But one is the leader who is in the Democratic Party and the presidential race, and so therefore, President says, well, I am interested in one particular election, and I won't give you any government aid until you investigate him, convict him, and then get his son out of here. And
what about the letter the Democrats sent to the Ukraine saying, if you don't cooperate with Bob Mueller, we're going to withhold your arms and military assistance?
I hadn't heard that, but it's also
been on the news this morning.
It's also illegal. Anybody trying to fix the election through investigation is wrong. President Trump.
So where's the investigation into the Democrats who did that?
Well, it sounds like it must be underway if
you
know about it.
No, it's not. It's not underway at all.
Well, it should be. Lance?
Well, I mean, all the other chief executives of states like that can do that. What I was saying was, and say that they are only going after these people who happen to be their political opponents because of other things that they are doing that are against the law. I mean, seriously, I mean, like we said before about the governor of New York, went after the NRA. But what he said was because they were doing other illegal things, that he was only going after them for that, mm-hmm. supposedly. But then when he talked to the banks, he says, well, you do business with these guys, and lots of luck if you want to merge or if you want to do anything that I have any kind of jurisdiction over.
How are things in the rainforest today?
We can hear the bird.
All we hear is
the
birds. It sounds like at any minute I expect to hear a gorilla or something swinging through the trees.
Calls from the rainforest. That's funny.
Why?
It's Herndon.
All
okay,
we can hear are these birds in the background when you talk.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
Comes out on the
please
air.
Please tell us you have a bird there.
Please, yes. Please tell us you have a bird or more than one.
I think there is a couple flying around here.
Okay.
Oh, they're just flying around. They're not in captivity?
Oh, no.
Oh, well, they sound like they're right in your house. Okay.
No.
No, it sounds like you're calling from the rainforest.
Oh, I see. I thought that maybe my ideas were coming from there.
Oh, no. Your ideas are good. Your ideas are good, thoughtful, important, conservative opinions from a former hippie.
Yeah, right. But, something else here, though, about, and I know you get excited, I know that you get disgusted when I talk about this, but all the commercials that are just extolling the virtues of alcohol are just amazing to me, and the warm and fuzzy feel we've given something that takes 100,000 lives just about every year, and making it warm and fuzzy. I think we should at least put a little caution, you know, next to it. National Geographic did a really good study, worldwide alcohol. 1.3 million people die from it every year. That surpasses war by a factor of two. And, it just really, really gets me. Especially, we're on the anniversary of that horrid occurrence out there in Las Vegas, where, 58 precious souls were killed that way. But, every week, drunk drivers do that to us. Every week. And nobody seems to care.
We care, but it's irresponsibility on the part of the individuals that cause that kind of thing. There's no argument there. We're not advocating for irresponsible behavior or criminal behavior or shooting individuals. But alcohol is legal, and people want it legal.
I think we'd have been better off if that shooter had gone out and got drunk instead of sitting up in the top floor of the hotel shooting at people. My niece happened to be involved in that. She was attending that concert, and she's had to go through treatment for the shock of it. So, let's face it, guns do a lot of damage. So does alcohol. We'll agree on that. But
stipulate.
Yeah. You can't punish one without punishing the other.
I agree.
Okay,
oh,
then
goodness.
Fine. We're in agreement. Okay. Thanks, Lance. Appreciate your call. Take care and enjoy the birds. who are certainly singing loudly in the background.
Well, they're nearby. No argument about that.
We had another email, but
I'm busy. I'm doing some other stuff here. Don't mind me.
All right. The other email says, it's from Dick. He says, in Dan's mind, as New Berlin goes, so goes the country. I hate to break the news to him. Our country has over 300 million citizens, most unlike those that live in his town.
Okay.
What? You mean New Berlin is not representative of the rest of the United States?
1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We have another email pending, but we'll take emails sent to onthemark@wkok.com. You can call us about the impeachment and the whistleblowing and everything else. And if you find a hypocrite in Washington, please call us now. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Thank you so much for calling in. 1-800-795-9565. Go ahead and read the upper right-hand corner.
All right, Doug says from Lewistown, I love that when anyone starts talking about the corruption on the Democratic side, it's a conspiracy theory. But if it's anything about Trump, from the Russian woman peeing on beds to income tax fraud, it's reported as absolute truth. Liberals are literally going insane and the media is broken.
Says Doug from Lewistown.
One more minute, Dan.
Hey, good morning again.
58.
To my friend Dick, the reason me and some of my neighbors support Trump, we do not want to end up like them poor people in Hong Kong protesting for their right for freedom. And they bear no arms. They have no arms to fight the government police.
They come at the police with bars.
And they have no freedom of speech.
They come at the police with big sticks and metal bars.
And they have no right to protest for their freedom. Praise the Lord. We live in a country. We still have our freedom. And that's the reason we support Trump. He's out for our freedom and capitalist system. We do not have to give up our weapons yet. We still have the freedom of speech even more. Under President Trump, he gave us more ways for freedom of speech. We can speak our political opinion from the pulpits of America.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All
nice
right.
Thank you so much.
Have a great one.
Right. You know, President Trump, the stories that are going around this morning, we haven't had a chance to talk about that. The State Department Inspector General has requested an urgent briefing on the Ukraine with the congressional staff. The State Department's Inspector General yesterday requested an urgent briefing with senior congressional staff members after Pompeo pushed back on House Democratic demands to turn over documents related to Ukraine and to depose current and former state officials, according to sources briefed in the matter. It remains unclear exactly what State Department Inspector General Steve Linnick plans to provide Congress during the private briefing today. Then there's also a deposition on House impeachment investigations been delayed. The House committee investigating Trump and the Ukraine have delayed some of those depositions planned for this week, according to an aide. But former U.S. Special Envoy to Ukraine, Kurt Volkler, will appear on Thursday. The aide said on Tuesday the testimony of former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Marine Yovanovitch, which had been scheduled for Wednesday, will now occur October 11th. And Giuliani has hired an attorney. He has hired an attorney from Florida, John Sale, who worked as an assistant prosecutor on the legal team investigating the Watergate scandal. So now the lawyer has a lawyer.
All right.
So that's what.
What'd you say, Looney Giuliani?
Well, I said you could probably
Looney
make that
Giuliani.
Argument. And Pompeo has accused House Democrats of intimidation and bullying over the Ukraine controversy. The president of Ukraine says he's never met with Giuliani. So, I mean, all this stuff is going on. There are these charges, countercharges.
Sure.
This happened, that didn't happen.
And Pompeo won't let everybody testify.
But don't you think, well, no, that's not necessarily true. He's
he wants to screen their testimony in advance.
So, in other words, you have a problem with that, but you have no problem with the whistleblower remaining complete anonymity.
I wouldn't say that I necessarily have anything good or bad to say about it. I'm just saying these are developments that Pompeo is definitely doing that, screening his State Department employees.
And then one of our texters says, Dan Trump is calling for war in our country if he's not reelected. Oh, Dan, comma, Trump is calling for war in our country if he's not reelected. I thought he was insinuating that Dan's last name was Trump.
Remember, before he was elected, he said that it was already a fraudulent election, and the moment it was over, he was going to file for, you know, recounts and investigations, but then he won them, and then, oops,
well, then
he's
also said that a civil war might break out if he was impeached. You know, he is, in many regards, his own worst enemy. You know, if you could, if he had some kind of filter on that mouth of his.
Well, if he didn't have the Twitter.
I mean, I like the stuff he's trying to accomplish for the country. I really do. But the way he's trying to accomplish it leaves me cold. You know, I don't think you call people names, insult them. I'm reading a fantastic book, almost done with it. It's by Doris Kearns Goodwin. It's called Leadership in Turbulent Times. Mm. I think that Trump should be required to read it and keep reading it and rereading it. It takes four American presidents, Abraham Lincoln, Teddy Roosevelt, Lyndon Johnson, and John Kennedy.
That's four.
And talks about, yes, that's what I said.
You said three.
I'm sorry, four presidents. Sorry, I meant to say four presidents.
Okay.
It takes four presidents. Well, actually, Lyndon Johnson, Teddy Roosevelt, Abraham Lincoln, and Franklin Roosevelt. Those are the four presidents in the book. And it talks about how each of them approached the challenges that they faced and how their personal leadership skills brought us through some very turbulent times. The president has no filter on his mouth, no filter on his tweets. You know, he says outrageous things that are really divisive, in my opinion, for the country. And yet, when you look at what he's trying to accomplish, it's not bad.
Right. It's typical conservative values, but it's with a mouthpiece.
And, you know, I think that today we need somebody who can unite the country, not divide it. And I don't see anybody on the Democratic side who's going to do this.
And it's a shame there's no one in the Republican primary that's really gained any momentum. I know there are several candidates, but the Republicans aren't really taking them seriously, so they don't have any sort of media momentum yet, but I hope they get it.
Well, I don't know that. I mean, if I had my choice, Trump would learn from his mistakes. But he doesn't seem to be able or to be capable of doing that. He doesn't seem capable of introspection.
What way has he changed over the years as a president?
Well, but, I mean, as one of my friends says, hey, you knew what he was when you elected him.
You knew he was a buffoon, and guess
what?
He still is.
He was a big, brash New York real estate developer. I suspect he's not much different than had we elected Al Smith as president in the early 1920s. You know, he was a New York D's, Dem, Doe's kind of guy, and he said what was on his mind. And I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong with that, provided there's some filter on it.
Frank, we got a minute.
All right. Who does the whistleblower align its allegiance to?
Well, in theory,
you just said
the country.
Whistleblower. And I'm like, well, you know, they're not going to release it. But, you know, everyone's assuming that the whistleblower is, you know, connected to the Democratic Party. So... seriously, is the whistleblower a person of Trump's own team that disagreed with his policy or his agenda? Think about that.
Well, it could be, sure. Somebody's theorized it was Trump.
Seriously, that is a pivotal point, because everybody's assuming, it's going to be, you know, the far left loonies and all that. You know, but seriously, that whistleblower may have been in Trump's own camp. Boom.
That's possible. But... I guess we told him he had a minute, and he took us literally.
Okay.
Supposedly, somebody who does know who the whistleblower is says he has ties to the Democratic Party. We'll find out. But we won't find out if we can't find out who he is or she is.
Somebody theorized publicly that it's the president himself that did the whistleblowing. So he would get in hot water, and then he would deflect from the real issues, the real damage that he's doing in Washington. And
Brother.
Yeah, there we go. That's my comeback. All righty, folks, thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Joe. We'll see you tomorrow. Joe's weekend shortened day begins tomorrow. This is WKOK Sunbury.